ERP systems might look alike, but the construction industry requires very unique capabilities, and we review the list for construction ERP systems each year. So we are going to review that list for 2024 as well. That's what we have discussed in this video.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help our clients with digital transformation strategy, change management, enterprise technology selection, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be top 10 construction ERP systems in 2024. In this year's list, we have had some major changes. Number one, the CMIC product that we had is now out. It no longer ranks on number 10. So even though it is not part of top 10, that does not mean that the product may not be fit for your business. It's just that it could not make it in the top 10 list. And the ranking that has been increased for the products are IFS, Deltek, Oracle Cloud, ERP, and FNO are some of the products that have seen gains in their ranking. The criteria that we use to compile this list is going to be product share, acquisition strategy focused on the construction ERP products, product roadmap, community, ecosystems, win rate, technology strategy, as well as investors are some of the factors that we include when we compile this list. So now let's look at the list. Number 10 on our list is Viewpoint. Last year we had CMIC at this spot. One of the advantages with Viewpoint is that you are going to find many different solutions for different market segments in Viewpoint portfolio, which is owned by Trimble. Trimble is a humongous company, and one of the markets where they specialize is construction. They have a lot of capabilities for the construction market. So the pros that you are going to find with Viewpoint is huge market penetration in the construction vertical. They are really proven there. They have a lot of logos. The valuation that they had was much larger than some of the other companies. It's almost close to $1 billion. And then you are going to find very deep last mile construction centric capabilities that you might not find in the other vanilla products. You might require a lot of development integration on top of that. But the challenge with Viewpoint is going to be, number one, it is not as global product as compared to some of the other products. The ecosystem is not going to be as strong, meaning you are relying on either Viewpoint or Trimble for any support that you are going to need. And if you are not happy with that, then you might not find as many consulting companies. Also, the product is very specific to construction. So if you are going to have very diverse business, or if you have a portfolio that is very diverse, for example, if you are part of the holding company or you are a private equity company and looking for a slightly more diverse solution, that's where this is going to be a very operationally rich solution, but it's not going to be as diverse for hybrid business models. So that's number 10. Number 9 on our list is Unanet, and last year we had Viewpoint. Unanet targets smaller sized companies that is going to be $10 million to up to $100 million in revenue. The pros for Unanet is it's a very cloud native product, so the technology is very good. Unanet may be a superior solution when you are using on top of other corporate financial ledger, which could be your SAP Oracle. In the two-tier setting, Unanet is going to provide a lot more last mile capabilities from the DACA compliance perspective, the processes that are going to be familiar to your architectural or engineering firm along with the construction capabilities. So that's where Unanet really shines. And then it is also going to have very deep project management capabilities, the projects that are going to be geared towards the construction verticals as well as the industries. The cons for Unanet is not as complete product and would require add-ons, the ecosystem is not as penetrated, and the consulting base is going to be small as well. But having said that, UniNet is still a very strong construction ERP product, and that's why it ranks at number 9 on our list. Now, number 8 on our list is SAP S/4HANA. Last year, we had UniNet at this spot. SAP S/4HANA targets very large enterprises with global presence. When you are going to have a lot of entities globally present and you are trying to combine all of those in one database, then SAP S/4HANA could be a great fit. SAP S/4HANA may not have as rich last mile capabilities. SAP S/4HANA does not have as many logos in the construction space as some of the other solutions on this list, for which construction is going to be bread and butter. Construction is not the main vertical for SAP S/4HANA. The pros for SAP S/4HANA is designed for enterprise workloads when you don't care for the last mile construction capabilities, but at the same time, you are looking for the capabilities for enterprise workloads to consolidate all of your entities, but you don't care for that last mile operational functionality, or you are going to use other solutions at the entity level, then, or at the subsidiary level, then SAP S/4HANA could be a great fit. The other pros for SAP S/4HANA is rich ERP data model for large publicly traded companies, as well as when you look for the SOX compliance, etc. Those capabilities are built, developed as part of the product. That's why you, the large global companies, are going to like SAP S/4HANA product. The cons for SAP S/4HANA is construction specific integration as well as add-ons might not be as penetrated as you are going to find with the other solutions. SAP S/4HANA is probably also going to be very expensive and overwhelming for smaller companies because the number of layers might feel unnecessary, over bloated. It will require a lot of consulting effort for smaller companies to be able to learn the product and to be able to, and they might find other products slightly friendlier, easier to use, just because of the leaner data model, leaner process model. Having said that, SAP S/4HANA is still a very strong product for construction companies, and that's why it ranks at number 8 on our list. Now, number 7 on our list is Sage Intacct. Last year, we had Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO. Sage Intacct targets SMB companies. It's a cloud-native product. The pros for Sage Intacct is that it is cloud-native and it is designed from the perspective of CPAs. It has security and auditing layer. So if you are going to be very heavy on your finance accounting processes, then Sage Intacct might make sense. But for the most part, the SMB companies care for the operational functionality, which might be on a leaner side with Sage Intacct, and it will require several add-ons. For example, Procore is one of the most penetrated product, so you are going to find integration with Procore, but Procore alone is probably not going to be enough for your processes. You might require several other add-ons. For example, Salesforce or CRM, if you need that, so you will require several add-ons with the Sage Intacct product if you want to use that. That's why it is not as complete as some of the other solutions on this list. Now, the cons with Sage Intacct is the security layer might feel over bloated for companies that don't necessarily care for that financial traceability. That is going to be probably relevant for slightly larger companies, but Sage Intacct is a very SMB product. They still have the same security layer because the product is positioned for the CPA companies when they are going to be working with many different clients. That's why they need that. From the customer's perspective, from the construction company perspective, that security layer might not be as relevant. The ERP data model is on a leaner side. So when you look at the deeper pricing discounting scenario, deeper procurement flows, all of those are not built as part of the product. The other challenges that you are going to find with Sage Intacct is it's not a complete ERP solution. So for example, your CRM workflows are not going to be built, even though it can support some of the orders, but it's not going to be as detailed functionality that you will find with the other ERP systems. Having said that, Sage Intacct is still a very strong product for construction companies, and that's why it ranks at number 7 on our list. Now, number 6 on our list is Sage 300 CRE product. Last year, we had SAP S/4HANA at this spot. So Sage 100 CRE product targets companies up to 300 employees. Now, this is a very legacy product from Sage. They are still continuing with that. But for the most part, all of that functionality is going to be transferred to Sage Intacct product. Right now, both of these products are sort of in between. They don't have a clear roadmap for Sage 300 or when Sage Intacct is going to get all of those deeper capabilities that were present in Sage 300 product. So Sage is at a similar point where SAP is at this point of time with their product lines, where the on-prem solutions have very mature capabilities, but the cloud products have not caught up with the same maturity in terms of the operational capabilities. Now, the pros for Sage 300 CRE is construction-specific accounting and compliance functionality built as part of the product. Rich finance and accounting capabilities, especially if you need audit workflows built as part of the product. If you are in industries where you require very deep SOX compliance capabilities, you are very deep into finance and accounting, that's where Sage 300 is going to shine. It has tight integration pre-baked with Procore. And for the most part, a lot of companies in the construction space are probably going to use Procore for the operational workflow. So Procore plus Sage 300 CRE makes a great combination, at least as of today. But the challenge that you are going to get is Procore is very cloud native and Sage 300 is going to provide you legacy experience. So it could be a very patchy experience for users. The cons that you are going to get with Sage 300 CRE is technology is not there yet overall from the product perspective, and the roadmap is not clear from Sage either, whether they are going to continue with the product or not, and when they are going to sunset the product, if they decide to sunset, if they are going to give priority to their Sage Intacct portfolio as well as the product. Not designed to handle the enterprise workloads. It's a very SMB product, so it's not comparable to other enterprise products, SAP Oracle. Not complete. Again, you are going to struggle even with Sage 300 CRE when you look at deeper CRM capabilities. Most Sage products don't really have the complete ERP functionality. They are very strong in the accounting finance, but they are not as complete overall from the CRM perspective or from the ERP perspective. So that's number six. Now, number five on our list is Acumatica. Last year, we had Oracle ERP Cloud. Acumatica targets SMBs from $10 million up to $100 million in revenue. The comparable for Acumatica is going to be products such as your Sage Intacct, NetSuite, Sage 300 CRE. These are the products that most companies are going to be looking at if they are including Acumatica in their evaluation. The advantage with Acumatica is compared to especially Sage products, the Acumatica is going to have far deeper ERP capabilities. It's going to be a complete product. The CRM is going to be extremely strong so that you don't require a separate CRM. If you are going to use a separate CRM, then you have to worry about integration as well as the version upgrade for all of the code bases, your ERP, CRM, plus the integration glue that you are going to have in between. So if you are hosting all of your processes inside Acumatica, then you don't have to worry about all of that. The other advantage with Acumatica is that it is going to be able to support many different business models. So let's say if your construction company also is in distribution business, or maybe you have a field service component, all of those capabilities are going to be part of the same product. But the challenge with Acumatica is that it does not have as much global presence. So if you are present in three or four countries where they are really strong, it could be a great product. Otherwise, you are going to be requiring either vendor-owned localization capabilities, or you would require add-on or a separate ERP system in those geographies. So that's going to be a challenge. Now, the other pros for Acumatica is it's cloud native, so the technology is really superior. The ecosystem is very vibrant as well. The other cons for Acumatica is right now the add-on that Acumatica has for construction capabilities, which is very deep. It is not clear whether Acumatica owns it or a vendor owns it. For the most part, you are going to be okay, but you might have to deal with multiple vendors, even if it might be white labeled under Acumatica's paper. So you might want to do a little bit of research in terms of who owns that IP. Acumatica is not as global, so that's another challenge that you have with Acumatica, and may require add-ons for construction-specific compliance capabilities. Even though you have a marketplace that Acumatica has and you can install several add-ons, but you are going to get all of those problems that come with add-ons. They might not have been tested together. They might conflict with each other with respect to upgrade cycle. You are going to have blame game issues, all of the issues that you are going to find with any add-ons. So that's number five. Number four on our list is IFS. Last year, we had Dell Tech at this spot. IFS targets upper mid-market companies from $250 million to $1 billion in revenue. The pros with IFS is it has best of breed field service capabilities. It is very strong in the asset management space as well as the financial ledger. So that's where some of the construction companies are going to require just this functionality along with the very deep project management functionality. IFS is strong in all of those areas for very complex projects in the verticals where companies are going to require executing very complex projects. IFS really shines there. IFS is also very global solution, so it is going to be penetrated in many countries compared to other smaller solutions, and proven with the workload of large construction companies. For the most part, it is installed in very large verticals. So that's where it is really, really strong for those large companies. And it could be a great alternative if you're looking for SAP or Oracle, if you're looking for best of breed solution, and if you don't want to build all of those best of breed capabilities on top of your SAP Oracle, then IFS could be a great fit. The cons for IFS is it's not going to be as diverse as some of the other solutions in accommodating many different business models. The ecosystem is not as penetrated. The ecosystem, the consulting base is very limited as well. Their North American presence is extremely limited, even though they are making progress there. And it could be overwhelming for smaller companies just because of that enterprise data as well as process model. Having said that, IFS is still a very strong product for construction companies, and that's why it ranks at number four on our list. Now, number three on our list is Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO. Last year, we had Sage Intacct at this particular spot. Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO targets enterprise companies with more than 10 to 15 entities, and this is going to be relevant for upper mid-market companies that might be looking to consolidate several different entities in several geographies to host in one database, one product. That's where Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO is very strong. It can accommodate many, many, many different business models from the distribution perspective, from manufacturing, field service, rental, etc. All of that is built as part of your Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO product. The pros for Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO is the ecosystem as well as the specialized add-ons that are present in the ecosystem. So even if you are not happy with the construction capabilities that is built on top of Microsoft Dynamics, you can find several ISVs that are very well installed, penetrated, and as proven as your FNO solution. So that's a huge plus for companies that might be looking for a slightly more diverse solution. The global capabilities, the product is going to work in countries where none of the products might be present. So that's a huge plus overall from the product perspective, as well as you are going to have consulting base in those countries as well. The cons is that not proven for Fortune 1000 workloads. So even though it has been installed in very large companies, it's still not there overall in terms of the number of logos it has in the enterprise space compared to your SAP and Oracles of the world. It might be overwhelming for smaller companies just because the solution is large. So smaller companies might struggle with the adoption. They will require far more consulting effort in learning the data model, the process model. It might be slightly more overwhelming and complicated. It requires deep IT expertise to be successful with the product. Again, it is designed for those upper mid-market companies that might have maturity with respect to their internal IT, as well as can afford the consulting support, then only this product is going to make sense. Having said that, Microsoft Dynamics 365 FNO is still a very strong product, and that's why it ranks at number three on our list. Number two on our list is Oracle ERP Cloud. Last year, we had Acumatica. Oracle ERP Cloud does have the global presence. It targets very large companies, enterprise companies that are going to be in that Fortune 1000 space, where SAP is probably going to be the only product that it is going to compete with. So when you are looking to host all of your entities that are going to be global and you want to host all of those in one database, one product, in multiple geographies with many different business models, that's where Oracle ERP Cloud really shines. Oracle, compared to SAP, Oracle ERP Cloud has far more presence in the construction space. It is going to have a lot of best of breed products that are tailored for construction centric processes. When you look at the invoicing solution, the billing solution, that is going to be slightly more tailored towards the construction verticals. And that's why Oracle is slightly more strong in the construction spaces compared to the other enterprise solutions. The pros for Oracle ERP Cloud is pre-integrated best of breed solution, construction-specific invoicing and billing capabilities, finance and risk management capabilities for publicly traded companies. The cons for Oracle ERP Cloud is overwhelming for smaller companies. The smaller companies will struggle with the data model as well as from the process model perspective. It's going to be significantly expensive for the smaller companies, and you would require substantial internal IT expertise as well as advisory support to be successful with the product. So that's number two. Now, number one on our list is Dell Tech. Last year, we had Sage 300 CRE product at this part. Now, Dell Tech is a very strong construction product. It has a lot of logos, over 6,000 companies. It has been proven in those 6,000 companies. It has a lot of large logos from the construction perspective. One of the most installed product in the construction vertical, and it can support many different construction business models. Even inside construction, you may have several layers in terms of how these verticals works. For example, the general contractors are going to have very different needs than your subcons. The suppliers that are supplying to construction companies are going to have very different business models overall. So it gets very, very, very deep. And when you are going to require very diverse capabilities from the construction perspective, that's where Dell Tech is really strong. Now, the pros for Dell Tech is the GovCon functionality. If you are going to be supplying in the government space, then you would require that functionality is going to be pre-baked with the other mid-market solutions, upper mid-market solutions. This particular functionality, you might require an add-on. Dell Tech is also very well penetrated globally, so you can still use this solution if you want to host all of those entities in one solution, but it's not as proven in the enterprise space compared to SAP and Oracle. But this could be a great solution. Either you are looking at slightly more two-tier scenario, or for the upper mid-market companies, if they are trying to host all of their entities as part of one solution. The advantage that you are going to get with Dell Tech is it has very strong project management capabilities tailored and geared towards those construction companies. You are going to have estimation costing that is going to be very tailored towards construction companies as well. The cons for Dell Tech is the CRM component is weak. It's not as strong, as well as the ecosystem is not going to be as strong as well. So for the most part, you are probably relying on Dell Tech's professional services, as well as the consulting base is not going to be as penetrated as your Microsoft or Oracles of the world. But having said that, Dell Tech is still a very strong solution for construction companies, and that's why it ranks at number one on our list. Now, if you enjoyed this video, we are going to link a detailed article, so you might want to check that. This podcast is also available in the audio form on WBS Rocks, on Apple, as well as Spotify. So you might want to check there as well as subscribe. We publish these videos on a weekly basis, so you might want to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, we are going to link that as well. So you may want to check that. On that note, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.